Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Today's date is Thursday, 11/28, Thanksgiving. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 61, paragraph 1, which begins with what usually happens and ends with a producer of confusion rather than harmony. Today's readers are Shelley E. Will be our first reader. Margaret D. will read A Vision for You. We've got Sandy T. for the 12 Steps and Letty G. for the 12 Traditions.
Could you read the page, please?
Yes, it's on page 61, paragraph 1. And thank you also for our newcomer greeter, Diane B., and Leslie M. for announcements. Thanks for your service all month long. Really appreciate it. DOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is, let me give you the reference number for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. It is 21952. And the reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 21950. That's 21950. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Sandy T. to please read the 12 steps of OA for us.
Good morning, Sandy T. from California. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Here are the steps as we adapted for Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice. Thank you so much for letting me serve this month.
Thank you so much for your service, Sandy T. And I will now ask Letty G. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Letty G., currently in California. These are the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are the servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who is still suffering. 6, OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me the privilege of doing service this morning, and God bless everybody. I pass.
Thank you so much, Lady G. God bless you too. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press *1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 61, reading and commenting on the first paragraph, and I will now ask Shelley E. to please begin reading for us.
Yeah, good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 61. I apologize in advance if I screw the paragraph up. I'm very used to reading this paragraph, of course, in my own way, with I instead of he, but I'm going to do my best to read this correctly. What usually happens? The show doesn't come off very well. He begins to think life doesn't treat him right. He decides to exert himself more. He becomes, on the next occasion, still more demanding or gracious, as the case may be. Still, the play does not suit him. Admitting he may be somewhat at fault, he is sure that other people are more to blame. He becomes angry, indignant, self-pitying. What is his basic trouble? Is he not really a self-seeker, even when trying to be kind? Is he not a victim of the delusion that he can wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world if he only manages well? Is it not evident to all the rest of the players that these are the things he wants? And do not his actions make each of them wish to retaliate, snatching all they can get out of the show? Is he not, even in his best moments, a producer of confusion rather than harmony? I'm so grateful to have this paragraph this morning. It's a wonderful day, a day of gratitude for sure in my house. This is actually one of my very favorite paragraphs. When I entered into OA, I didn't quite know how I was going to fit in. I didn't quite understand it. And when I heard the doctor's opinion, it was the first time I'd heard of the allergy and, and my disconnect actually with higher power. But when I got to this paragraph in particular, I really saw myself. When I entered the rooms, you could not have convinced me that I was a selfish person. I would say, I can see myself in everything, but I absolutely do not see myself as selfish. Look at all the things I do for all of these people.
look at all the volunteer hours I have. Look at all the things I do for my family, for my children, only to find out that it was all self-centered. It was all just trying to be the puppeteer. Yeah, there was good intention and good love behind it, but I didn't recognize control for what it was. I still can slip into that. I try very, very hard not to. But this right here describes me to a T. I know for my sponsees, we read this in first person. I begin to think life doesn't treat me right. I decide to exert myself more. I become on the next occasion still more demanding or gracious, as the case may be. And boy, I sure thought I was gracious. Still, the play does not suit me. Admitting I may be someone at fault, I'm sure that other people are more to blame, and on and on. And if you have never done that yourself, take the time this morning and put I in there. Make this in the first person, because it really is powerful. I have a note here, too, that on the last sentence where it says, and I'll read it the way I read it normally, am I not, even in my best moments, a producer of confusion rather than harmony? And for harmony, I have a circle around it, and that is God's plan. And I know that for sure. That is the number one thing that God has gifted me in the program, is a sense of serenity, and I guard that with my life now. Yeah, it, you know, my absence is important, and I certainly follow those directions according to my abstinence, but God's plan is what gives me the harmony and the serenity every moment of the day. With that, I'll pass, and I look forward to everybody's shares. And everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And if you're not from the United States, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Thursday. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Shelley E. Very, very great start. Okay. Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on any meeting in the last couple of days, we would ask you to hang until next week or tomorrow. And if you'd like to share today, please press star one to unmute and give me your name, where you're calling from.
Karen KZ, Missouri.
From New York.
Karen
Stephanie L.
Stephanie L. And I heard Elaine. I heard a gentleman.
Nirvana A. California.
Bruce E. And is it Ivana?
Nirvana.
Nirvana A.
California. Thank you.
Anne B. New York.
Anne B.
Robin P. In Costa Rica.
Robin P.
Which paragraph are we on?
Okay, today we're on page 61, paragraph 1, with what usually happens at the beginning and ends with a producer of confusion rather than harmony. And here's who I've got, and please, I may have messed up your name. Please forgive me. Karen K., Stephanie, I believe it's L, but I'm not sure. I think that's maybe Elaine G. or B. Bruce E., Nirvana A., Ann B., Robin P. Was there somebody you left their name that I missed?
Annabelle Z.
Annabelle Z., there it was.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is a good chunk of people, a good start for Thanksgiving Day or any day. Okay, Karen, Karen Z., I believe it is. I may have made a mistake on the end. Or Karen KZ., that's what it is. You're up first, and you'll be followed by Stephanie L. Please share with us, Karen.
Thanks so much. I can't even imagine how you take all these names. this is Karen KZ. in Missouri, very gratefully today for this program and the fellowship, and most of all, God. This paragraph is really tough to read, and I agree. Reading it in the first person makes all the difference in the world. I, too, did not think that I was all those things and that I was self-seeking, but really, my intentions were good and all the nice things I did, but there was something in it for me, in a sense. And I'm now realizing that when I tried to manage and control, and I'd like to say I never do that, but I still do that, but I catch myself pretty quickly, that this is why I suffer. This is why I suffer, is because I'm all these things that this paragraph says. And I just think that if I only manage well, if I only manage well, everything will be fine. And the truth that I've really gotten out of as I recover more and more and more is that I don't do any of that. I invite God to take over, and God is the one who has me be who he wants me to be. And like in the 10th step, asking God to remove my disturbance, my fear, and direct my attention to who he wants me to be, and knowing that I can't be who he wants me to be without inviting him to take over. And really, truly seeing that as I do that, the more that I do that, life just unfolds in ways that I could not have ever figured out. I could have never written a script for the life that God gives me every day. And gratitude, today is a day about Thanksgiving, but it's about looking for God and finding God in everyone, everything, every moment. And when I look for that, my life is so happy and joyous and free because of the perspective and because I'm inviting God to do it. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Karen. Happy Thanksgiving to you too. Stephanie L., you're up next, followed by Elaine D.
Morning, everyone. This is Stephanie L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California, and thank you so much for your service, Elaine, and so glad to start this day of gratitude with all of you this morning. And oh my gosh, what a perfect paragraph for today as I get ready to host family later in the day. And as the person who was reading this morning, as she's reading it, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what I do. Okay, so I want everyone to get in their places, right? I want them all to do it the way I think they should do it. I want to control everything. And of course, I can be very manipulative, or I can be sad and hurt, and why didn't you do it the way I wanted you to do it? But it's all about me. And as I'm thinking about getting everything coordinated for today, and the house ready, and the food ready, and yada, 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 blah, 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 where is God in all of that? Right? Things aren't going to be perfect. They're going to go the way they're supposed to go. And I just seek God's will throughout the day, not just today, but every day. Because when I'm trying to control everything, you know, it's this illusion. It's really quite insane as I think about it, because it's like just illusion that if everything can be just so, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be less anxious, blah, blah, blah. Everything is going to be okay. But you know what? The more I try and control, the more I try and put the players in, you know, this particular, stand on that X and you stand on that X and you do this. The more I do that, the more tired, the more frustrated, actually, the ruder, the harder I am to be around. And I can't tell you how many holidays as a recovered woman, that has been me. And I remember one year, like two of my daughters said, Mom, we really don't want to come for Thanksgiving because it's really, you know, it's just really stressful. And you know what they meant by that is I was stressful because I was trying to control everything. So my prayer today, you know, is that I cannot be this actor trying to run the show, this self-seeker, even when I'm trying to be kind, that God will, you know, give me the courage and the strength to just let go and try to be of service and ask God's will throughout the day. And how can I help this person? And what would you have me do? Who would you have me be? Because you know what? That's where peace is. That's where true peace and serenity is when I let go, right, and stop being this master of confusion. The harmony comes from seeking and doing God's will, right? And just showing up to be ready for whatever is going to happen, whatever, wherever and whatever God would have me do. And I just want to say again, I'm so grateful. I'll just finish with this. I'm so grateful for all of you, and whatever your day looks like, may it be filled with recovery and your higher power. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephanie L. Elaine, is it Elaine G, I think I heard, followed by Bruce E.
Yes, it's Elaine G. Right. Awesome. I haven't been here in a long time. I'm glad to be back. Anyway, this is like perfect for this paragraph for me. But, yeah, I'm faced with a situation from an MRI where I my back is very bad, and it affects my whole back, my side, my groin area, everything, and it's chronic, the arthritis. And the only thing that, so I say to myself, why me? Why do I have this? Just like I used to say when I had cancer, why me, right? But then after a while, I said, why not me? But anyway, so what I can do, because I'm in very, a lot of pain now, is get shots 4 times a year, but then my son, cortisone shots, my son tells me too many shots, your body gets weak, from muscles. But he says, but what you can do is exercise, really exercise, stay mobile, and you'll see you start feeling better. You want to take these shots so often, you know? And so, well, I was thinking last night, and to the poor me's, poor me, look at this, you know? And of course I ate over it, ate all the fruit that I was supposed to have today, but, and oh God, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. And, you know, but there's a lot of people that have it a lot worse than me, a lot worse. I mean, I spoke to one woman who told me that from OA that they had a shock of heart, you know. And so I'm grateful today that my guy friend, I think he's coming over, but I don't know in the rain. But even if he doesn't come over, I had bought food that I could eat. And I'm just grateful to be alive, and I feel good today. And even though I didn't eat in the middle of the night, actually, it was before I went to bed, I guess, the fruit. I could have done worse. And the other thing is that I'm grateful to be on this meeting this morning, you know. The sponsor I have, she likes to lecture a lot, you know. So she gets on my nerves, she really does. I need a new sponsor. And I realized the big book is the way to go, but not the 12 and 12, which they keep on telling me. One sponsor told me to go back to 3, then step 1. I says, what's going on here, you know? And I see my friend who's in OA, who's in my complex. She's doing very well, you know? And we went out to dinner last night and at the diner, and I chose at the last minute that we don't go over to Wendy's, because Wendy's is cold. It's very cold in there. It's very cold. For some reason, they don't like to put up the heat, or they can't. I don't know. So we sat there. Excuse me?
Gentlemen,
oh, time's up.
On time. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Elaine. Good to hear you. Glad you're back.
Thanks.
Bruce C., you're up next, followed by Nirvana S.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. If you don't hear me well, let me know. I'm Bruce E. I'm in down in Southwest Florida. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that I'm in my home. I'm grateful that I'm on this call. I'm grateful I'm recovered today. I'm grateful that for all of you guys. And I'm grateful for this big book and this particular reading. And wow. What usually happens, the show doesn't come off very well. Well, that doesn't usually happen. That always happens. You know, I'm a perfectionist. I always want the show to come off perfectly. So the show never comes out very well for me, not according to my expectations. But, you know, what I'm thinking about here is, what is the actor doing trying to run the show? I thought that that was for the producer and the director, and other guys like that are supposed to be running the show. But here the actor is trying to run the show. No wonder he's having so many problems. But I'm an actor. I'm always trying to run the show, you know. What always happens is it doesn't come off very well, and then I get mad and I want to retaliate, you know. And just like it says here, first I decide to exert myself more. So the show doesn't come, I'm running the show, I shouldn't even be trying to run the show. I should be turning it over to other people and to God and everything, but I'm running the show, I'm the actor, all right? It doesn't come off very well. The first thing I do is I try harder, you know? more willpower, more flesh, more exertion, you know. And then that doesn't work either. And then it says here, then it goes on to say, admitting he may be somewhat at fault, he is sure that other people, when I'm always blaming other people. You know, it's in my nature to be selfish, self-seeking, blaming, all that, and I'm working hard to get free of all that by surrendering in the sixth and seventh step and saying, God, humbly ask you to remove this. She's sure other people are to blame. Is he really not a self-seeker? This is exactly my problem. I'm a self-seeker, a victim of the delusion that I can get satisfaction and happiness out of this world if I only manage it better. Yeah. So instead of asking God to manage my life, which he can do a whole lot better job than I can. So I got people coming over here for Thanksgiving today. I'm grateful for that. My daughter-in-law and her parents and all the daughter and kids and everything. And so I'm already thinking about how I can impress them by showing them stuff here, you know, by showing them stuff I've got. You know, I'm already thinking about that. How can I impress these people? So I'm a self-seeker, even in trying to run the show at Thanksgiving. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Brucey. Nirvana A, you're up next, followed by Andy.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Gratitude Day. Well, I don't share often, but I listen. So today is my day off, so I decided to claim my seat. So the first time I read this paragraph, I thought, why is everyone so hard on this guy? He's just trying to help. You know, he doesn't have to help, but he wants to help. That's what I read the first time, until I helped at my daughter's theater group, and I had no idea about theater, what to do, and whatever the director told me, like, do this, sew this, make this, then I did it. Then I realized, oh, that's what this paragraph meant. This was the actor trying to be the director, and it's such a main point that I had missed the first time I read it. And then today I apply it as, I don't know what this game of my life is. I don't know what it is. I don't know the big picture. So maybe I should just sit, pause, meditate, and ask for my higher power to guide me to do the next right thing, the next right action. So, and I find it goes much better. I don't have to do everything. I always thought I had to do everything. I thought it was very benevolent of me to jump in and contribute here. But now I think I'm learning more and more to pause and then make the next right action. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful day, and I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nirvana A in California. Okay, Robin P., you are up next, followed by Annabelle Z. Oops, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
Robin, I'm so sorry. I messed up. It's Ann B. And then Robin C. So, Ann, please share with us. And thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, this is Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater from Westchester United Intergroup in New York. And I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent for 20 years, down 45 pounds from my top weight. What comes to mind here is, you know, we talk a lot about the steps in this meeting, but there are really, the program is the steps and the traditions. And I've heard it said that the steps keep me from committing suicide when the traditions keep me from committing homicide. And one of the things that it seems to me, as far as I can tell, is that this group doesn't have a group conscience, and yet group conscience is an important part of the traditions. And, you know, one thing that happened to me recently is there was an apparent misstatement by one of the moderators about one of the traditions, and I don't have a place where I can go to discuss it. and that causes me to get a resentment, which is not harmonious. And that's the goal of a group conscience meeting, is to be able to air issues in a loving way. I took a class when I was younger about, you know, how to raise your kids, and having group conscience meetings in the family was one of the things that they asked for. And that's part of learning to live harmoniously with other people. So I will pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Ann B. Robin T., you're up next, followed by Annabelle Z.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Robin P. I'm a really grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And you know, I started on Broadway when I was younger for 15 years, so this paragraph means a lot to me. I've lived that in real life. And I just, you know, that illusion of control in any way, I'm so gratefully powerless over people, places, and things. And it's such a miracle to feel that way, because my whole life was about being in control, and to let that go and let myself be imperfectly perfect and let everyone else be like that is such a blessing and such a relief. And I feel like it's been a lot of 10 steps and prayer and working through things and things coming up that feel incomprehensible, like you're kidding, you know, what? And then it's another great opportunity for spiritual growth and to get to the other side of it. And, you know, when it's hysterical, it's historical. So I came from a lot of child abuse. And when I meet somebody who's really controlling and really ragey and, you know, has problems, I sometimes get triggered. And so I just get to keep working my recovery. And then just saying, thank you, God, I get to grow and, you know, keep God's light. No person, if I give my power away to a person, that's a problem. It's the same as giving my power away to the food. You know, food never played God. It just wasn't, it's a God hole. It never worked. And I tried to make food my God for a very long time. And then other people, my God. It just never works, because God's supposed to be God. Anyway, I'm very grateful today. Happy Thanksgiving. We got invited to three different Thanksgivings here in Costa Rica, and with a lot of different friends, and we decided to go to them. So we're going to be party hopping today abstinently, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I can go anywhere and be anywhere of service to God and my fellows abstinently. And thank you. And I send you all a lot of love and prayers. I pass.
Thank you so much, Robin P. Annabelle Z., you are up next. Please share with us.
Good morning. This is Annabelle Z. I'm in Washington State, and I am so grateful this was read this morning. This is, it describes me. This absolutely describes me. And I, too, read this in the first person this last go-around with the steps, and I really needed to read them again. But I tell you, the difference between being abstinent and in the disease in today is I can check myself. And I find myself, am I just asking for what I would like, or am I demanding and manipulating people to get what I need? And I have the same group of people in my house this year that I did last year. And the difference as far as, you know, for the holiday, and the difference is that I feel like I truly am considering others, and I truly am patient with others and generous with others. And the self-sacrificing, you know, I'm not trying to do that so that they like me. I'm not trying to do that so that when I tell them what to do, they do what I want them to do. It's a big difference. And I find that it's like really uncomfortable when I get to that place where I am doing the controlling and manipulating, that yesterday I walked away into my room and took, it's just like a feeling I get into discomfort, and I don't like, I want to crawl out of my skin. I don't like who I am. And I just went upstairs and I did a meditation and just really took time. And part of me was just antsy to get back down and just, you know, be with everybody. I have to be with everybody to show them that I'm a good hostess, you know. And it's like, no, you're not in a good place to go be with people. And really did my meditation and some other things I do to breathing and tapping. And anyway, just really got my whole nervous system calmed down and relaxed. And then I was pleasant to be around again and kind. It's just really different than where I was at last Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that's all I really had to say. I'm just glad that I have a higher power to go to, and glad that I have, I'm just most thankful for my life and my higher power that runs it. That's all I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Annabelle Z. Okay, we have time for about four more shares. And if you haven't shared in the last 3 days or so, then I'm sorry. Although we value your experience, we ask that you let me share it every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment, please give me your name and where you're calling from.
Kim B.
Kim
or
B.
Angeles.
Okay.
And
I
okay.
B. Veronica B. Jackie. Elena. Elena.
Veronica,
B.
Jackie, and Elena. And
Kim,
I think Billy the one was Jen B.
Kim B.
Kim B, was it?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got Kim B, Veronica. I'm sorry, I wrote these down so quickly. Jackie and Elaine. Elaine?
Ginger. Do you hear me? Am I being heard?
I hear you, Ginger, but I only have room for four people. So so I've got Kim B, Veronica, I think there was a Jackie and an Alana. Is that right? If not, I'll take you, Ginger. Okay, if there's time. Okay, so please.
Elena.
Elena, thank you so much.
Elena C.
Oh, gotcha, Elena C. Thank you so much. Kim B., please share with us, and you're followed by Veronica B.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here. Kim B. from Oregon, and very, very grateful for this paragraph. It actually brought me to tears. I've looked at this paragraph. I've read it before, but today it really hit me hard. As tomorrow I'm signing papers with my soon-to-be husband at the courthouse, and it's been a big week, and I have a lot of looking back on this last several years, and realizing that, you know, there was a lot of role playing and a lot of me trying to, you know, demand things a certain way that, or like behave in a certain way so that I would be happy, or so like he would be happy in the way that I thought he should be happy. And it's me trying to run the show. And I'm so grateful for, so this week, one of my friends is struggling with depression so much so that they had to check into a mental hospital to be safe. And I think that approaching this week and realizing that I don't have control, and that's okay. God has control, and he's got my back, and he's got their backs, and he's got everybody's back. But when I try and control it, it doesn't work out so well. And I have so much gratitude right now for that knowledge that I no longer have to play roles, that I can just trust my Heavenly Father to help me navigate life. And yes, I go right back into the self-reliance if I'm not on it. But I'm just so grateful and so, so grateful for this paragraph today. It's exactly what I needed. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Is it all or is it God? Okay. Thank you very much, Kim B. Veronica B., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Jackie. And thank you. Veronica B., star one to unmute.
Good morning. I'm Veronica B., recovered compulsive overeater in California. Thank you so much for your service, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So I'm going to focus on this one sentence. He becomes, on the next occasion, still more demanding. Okay. Before I came into Overeaters Anonymous, I lived a life of doing whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, without thinking of any consequences, without thinking, you know, that I might be hurting someone. It was always about me. And that thinking, the thinking that if it was good for me, then it's all good. Okay. I never thought of others. And so when I came into Overs Anonymous and I worked the steps and I got a relationship with God and I learned to depend on a higher power, which I call God. I learned that my thinking had to change in order for me to be able to live a life comfortable and abstinent. If I had continued living a selfish life and only caring about myself, then I definitely, that leads me to the food, you know. So me on a natch, I'm just demanding. Because I want to get my way. I'm afraid if I don't get my way, things are going to go wrong for me. But coming into a program and working this program, working these tools and leaning more on God helped me let go of the idea that I want to control things, or it helps me let go of the idea of like, oh, let me go back and demand what I want. Let me just tell them what I need, you know. And having that kind of thinking keeps me out of trouble. And if it keeps me out of trouble, it keeps me out of the food. And today I'm going to be surrounded by a lot of loved ones who have a lot of opinions. And I used to just hate anyone that had an opinion in my family. And today, I let them have their opinion. You know, I know that I'm powerless over people. I'm not powerless over me, though. I have all the control of my attitude. Today I'm going to show up with a grateful attitude. And I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut most of the day. Because my experience is that, you know, when things go best with my family. So everybody have a blessed day. I'm super, super overpaid and grateful. And it's all because of this program. So thank you. That'll pass.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. Jackie is up next, followed by Ilana C. Jackie, can you share the first initial of your last name also?
Jackie H.
Thank you.
I'm in North Idaho, Pacific Time. I love this part of the book because it's literally, you know, just points out who I am and it's all about me. And one of the beautiful things that my sponsor has done for me is showed me how this plays out in my life, you know, in particular situations, right? Because I read this and I get it and I'm like, yeah, I'm self-seeking. I get that. But when it's in action is where I learn. So last week I was, my son was in his room working and I was about to leave and I said, hey, can you set your alarm for 6 o'clock, you know, to start making dinner? And he's like, yeah. And then a couple minutes later, as I'm yelling, as I'm putting my shoes on, I'm like, hey, did you set the alarm for 6? And he goes, yeah, Mom. And he snaps at me and I instantly contract. And now it's, you know, now it's his fault. So when I come home, we have dinner, you know, I bring you his attention. I'm like, I'm wondering if there's another way that you can tell me, maybe, you know, like you're busy, or how you can say it nicely, because this is how it affects me. So later I'm talking to my sponsor, and the way that God works for me is it'll come into my awareness. So all of a sudden I say to her, hey, wait a minute, I want to talk to you about this situation. And I talk to her about it, and she starts laughing. And she's like, so it's all about you. And I'm like, how, you know, I didn't see it. But, you know, I'm like the child in the other room, just like, hey, pay attention to me. No respect for my son that he's working. And so there needs to be a boundary in place. What's the boundary? Put a boundary in place because I don't have any. And you're here to serve me. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see it. And so such a beautiful thing. So I went back. You know, I went back and made an amends to my son that I was inconsiderate to him while he was working, and I just expected him to be available to me, you know, because I'm playing God, and you are here to serve me. So
I really needed to, I made that amends to him, and, you know, he was really thankful for that. And I said, let's, you know, is there some kind of boundary we can put up? Let me know when you're working, when you can't be disturbed, or maybe I'll knock instead of just yelling through the house, whatever I want. So, you know, and these are the things when people do not meet my demand, when they are not serving me as I want, that's what will make me eat, because I'll get real irritated and disturbed, right? Those external circumstances have all the power. Not God. Definitely not God. And so I love the way God works in my life today. He works like it comes into my awareness.
That's a reminder.
Yeah. As I'm speaking to her or someone else, and then I get to say, hey, you know what? Wait, this just came up into my awareness. Let me run this by you. And then I get some help with that. So I'm learning to hear those nudges, to you know, see when they come in and really, oh, God wants me to talk about this. And that's how he's working through me today. So thank God I am not the director, at least today. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alana C., you'll be our final share for today. If you could keep it to 2 minutes, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Elena. Okay, so I wasn't sure if you called my name or someone else. So my name is Elena, E-L-E-N-A-C, from South Carolina. I recovered today. So I am very thankful for this program, for you guys, for my sponsors. I've been in the program for 7 years or so. And, you know, I hear a lot of gems here, and particularly today I want to express gratitude because you guys really saved my life. And I hear in this paragraph, as in the paragraphs before and after, before we read promises, just things that I needed to pay attention to that were part of my personality, you know, and I can relate to many of them. And those are patterns of behaviors, choices that I made. And I didn't even know there were choices that I made. They just came out as automatically because I was not in connection with my higher power. Before this recovery, even if I had therapy, I was just doing it on my own. Relying on human power only, such as counselors or friends or somebody who would just listen to me. And mind you, I didn't even want anybody to give me advice, like just listen to me, you know. And the most important thing was to, well, you know, just express compassion to me, because that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because of these people. Or And it was just so hard. I truly believe that that was the way to relate to the world. You know, I truly did not know any better. And so I can give compassion to myself. I really did not know any better because I was alone. And now I do. Now I do, right? So 12 Steps of Recovery is giving me an amazing entity, something that's higher than myself, that is, I can choose to put at the center of my universe. Okay, and so I'm grateful for my higher power. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Elena C. Sorry, it's a little short with time. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Really, really appreciate all of your shares. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Margaret T. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for a man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.